Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa woman is accused of stealing almost $15,000 from her employer. Osage police arrested 31-year-old Amanda Allen of Northwood last week on charges of ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, and first-degree theft, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaints, Allen stole over $14,000 from the Dollar General store in Osage while working there from December through January. Allen allegedly admits to using phony returns, shoplifting, and other means to steal the money. She was arrested Thursday after the store conducted its own theft investigation and then called law enforcement. A new trial date is in the works for a woman facing arson charges in northeast Iowa. On February 13, 2022, a fire at Tin Rust and Harmony in downtown Waukon destroyed the structure and heavily damaged an adjacent building. An Iowa State Fire Marshal's investigation alleges the blazes were intentionally set and that 43-year-old Mindy Jones of Waukon was present in her store within minutes of the fire starting. Investigators say she also had financial motive to destroy the building and the business. Jones has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree arson, a Class B felony. Since a dog died in the fire, she also faces one count of animal abuse. Her trial date is currently set for February 21st in Allen McKee County District Court. However, last week, she waived her right to a speedy trial. Monday, a review hearing was set for April 1st to determine a new trial date. Jones is also slated for sentencing in Fillmore County in southeast Minnesota next week after she was convicted in December on 8 counts of felony theft. Jones was charged with 14 theft-related counts in all involving financial transactions at her former Minnesota business. According to court documents, she allegedly engaged in business transactions knowing she had insufficient funds to cover the payments from 2019 through 2021. She still faces additional charges in southeast Minnesota. Trial has been delayed for a northeast Iowa woman accused of attacking her husband with a pair of swords because her legal counsel says a medical and mental health exam is necessary to properly defend her. In January of last year, 59-year-old Kim Cannon of Hawkeye was arrested for attempted murder, a Class B felony. She was accused of striking her husband with a pair of swords, causing large cuts to the back of his head and to his face, including one through an eye socket. Cannon pleaded not guilty, but last May, a defense motion was granted calling for state medical staff to evaluate her competency to stand trial because she suffered from blackout spells and appears to have severe competency issues. 6 months later, the state said they could not provide the evaluation due to a 7-month waiting list and that they only provide outpatient services. In December, her attorney withdrew the competency examination request, noting Cannon had completed substance abuse treatment, no longer suffers from blackout spells, and other than not remembering the incident, appears fully competent for trial, recently continued from February 14th to March 27th in Fayette County District Court. Last week, Cannon's defense counsel filed for a medical and mental health exam with the possibility of a follow-up with a neurologist and expert witnesses deemed necessary to properly defend Cannon. Because she is also indigent, the defense is also requesting it be covered at state's expense. No ruling on that request has been issued. For the third time in its 24-year history, a North Iowa event is being canceled due to poor ice conditions. The Clear Lake Area Chamber of Commerce says the Color of the Wind Kite Festival, which was scheduled for February 17th, has been called off due to deteriorating ice conditions on the lake by unseasonably warm weather. The festival brought nearly 20,000 visitors to Clear Lake in 2023, but now the next event won't be held until February 15th of next year. Started in 2001 by Larry and Kay Day of Clear Lake, the chamber took over the event 2 years ago with guidance from the Days. Previous cancellations due to unsafe ice conditions occurred in 2013 and 2017. A night of fun, food, socializing, laughs, and celebration is on tap Saturday, February 24th at the annual Charles City Chamber Dinner and Auction. Celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Chamber, the event is open to the public at the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds with social hour at 5:30 and dinner at 6 p.m. Hypnotist Tom Roth on a live auction follow. Admission $35 a person for Chamber members, $40 for non-members during early bird registration through this Friday. Then tickets are $40 and $45 respectively. Private tables of 6 to 8 people can be reserved for $25 with a minimum of 6 people in your party. In addition to the live auction at the Chamber Dinner, an online auction went live at 5 o'clock last evening at cedarvalleyauctions.com and continues through 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 25th. Proceeds from the auction support Chamber efforts and activities throughout the year. Contact the Charles City Chamber for more details. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, Charles City girls and boys basketball at Waukon. Airtime 6:25 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. Girls game at 6:45, boys to follow. On 95.9 KCHA tonight, a Nashville Plainfield girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls at 6:15, boys to follow at 7:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.